What were business aviation's biggest issues in 2014? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is a special year-end edition of Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. It's that time of year again. As the snow flies and we get ready to sing Old Anxiety, it's a good time to put the past 365 days into perspective. Let's start by following the money. At the beginning of the year, the president's proposed budget once again included aviation user fees.
This is the fourth year in a row that the Obama administration has proposed a $100 per flight surcharge to pay for air traffic control services.
Earlier this month, the FAA was fully funded for the coming year, and thanks in no small part to strong advocacy work on the part of both NBAA and its members, there are no user fees. To what do you attribute that, Dick?
Strong bipartisan support for the aviation community. Remember, this fee applies both to commercial and general aviation under the proposal. Presidents going back to President Clinton have proposed a per-flight fee, and it has been opposed strongly on a bipartisan basis by members of the House and Senate. But we continue to be concerned and disappointed that the president decided to put this proposal out there again.
That's NBAA's Vice President for Legislative Affairs, Dick Dubrava, who says Congress wasn't too keen on the idea of aviation user fees.
In fact, the House Aviation Subcommittee sent a letter to the president reminding him that over 200 members of the House of Representatives are on record opposing user fees and asked him not to send this proposal up again this year, but obviously the administration decided to do so.
NBAA also went to bat for pilots who would have faced mandatory sleep apnea testing as part of their flight physicals. NBAA Vice President for Regulatory and International Affairs, Doug Carr, says it would have been an expensive proposition.
Pilots who were subjected to additional screening would be required to go get a sleep test. And at the time, sleep tests ranged from anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000. So not only was cost a significant new burden for pilots, but the additional intent that the FAA had expressed was that they would not end their testing requirements for people at a body mass index of 40. They were suggesting that at some point that body mass index trigger could lower to 35, perhaps 30, maybe even lower, at which point you begin covering hundreds of thousands of pilots without a clear safety benefit.
Carr says NBAA and other industry advocates were able to get FAA to take another look at the issue. Last month, the New York Times ran an op-ed piece against extending bonus depreciation, one the paper called a costly and outrageous tax break. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland certainly doesn't think so. In his letter to the Times responding to that editorial, Boland pointed out the December 3rd vote by the House to extend accelerated depreciation shows lawmakers have a firm grasp of the situation. Bonus depreciation is a much-needed stimulus to industries like general aviation that provide high-paying jobs to highly skilled workers by the millions. Boland also went to Capitol Hill more than once during the past year to talk about the need to upgrade our air traffic control system to next gen, replacing ground-based navigation and surveillance with satellite systems, and replacing analog audio with digital. In July, he took his case to the Airline Pilots Association.
We have seen historically that when airspace and airports get congested, business aviation tends to get squeezed out. We believe that it's important for the future of our industry that we be able to have access to the airspace and the airports, and we think this transition from ground-based to satellite, from analog to digital, is fundamental to getting there.
Next week, we'll look ahead to some of the issues we expect will have a major impact on business aviation in 2015. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website, or download them from NBAA.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.